This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The Taliban announced Monday they had conquered the northern Panjshir Valley. The takeover ended the only armed resistance to their rule in Afghanistan. A Taliban spokesman said in a statement, in part, "This victory brings an end to the war across the nation." The Taliban media team released several videos of their takeover of Panjshir and the raising of the Taliban flag at government buildings in the province Monday. But opposition forces, known as the National Resistance Front and led by Commander Ahmad Massoud, denied the Taliban claim in a Facebook post by Ali Massam Nazari, their head of foreign relations. Israel has launched a massive manhunt in the country's north and the occupied West Bank. The manhunt comes after six Palestinian prisoners escaped from a high-security facility. Israeli security forces were putting up roadblocks, conducting patrols, and moving hundreds of other prisoners as a precautionary step. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett called the development a grave incident. For Israel, it was an embarrassing security breach on the eve of the Jewish New Year. U.S. lawmakers from both political parties say haunting images of surging rivers, flooded roads, and tornado damage caused by last week's Hurricane Ida show the need to upgrade the nation's aging infrastructure network. Members of Congress said the storm offered irrefutable evidence that the nation's power lines, roads, bridges, and other infrastructure are deteriorating, even as storms and other extreme weather are strengthening. The storm killed more than 65 people from the southern state of Louisiana to the northeastern state of Connecticut. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said, quote, "Global warming is upon us." This is VOA News. The World Health Organization Director General warned Monday that the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic is far from over. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus saying, quote, "No country can let down its guard. Complacency can be dangerous as the virus itself. We must continue to be vigilant." He was speaking from Rome to a Southeast Asia regional WHO meeting in Nepal. The WHO chief said there had been several recommendations aimed at providing a better response to combat the pandemic. However, the most effective step in what he said could make the biggest difference in the future is to find a solution for all countries equitably. Tedros has recently been asking countries to prioritize vaccination distribution to countries where only 1 to 2% of the population has been inoculated. Australia recorded three new COVID-19 deaths in its most populous state of New South Wales on Sunday. There were also nearly 1,500 new cases of the coronavirus. Speaking to reporters in Sydney, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian said the peak of ongoing outbreak was expected in the next couple of weeks. Berejiklian said 40% of the adult population in the state had received both doses of a COVID-19 vaccine. The Australian state of Victoria recorded at least 180 new locally contracted cases of the coronavirus on Sunday. A sheriff in the U.S. southern state of Florida says a man wearing full body armor fatally shot four people at random, including a mother and the three-month-old baby she was cradling. The suspect then engaged in a massive gunfight with police and deputies before getting wounded and surrendering. An 11-year-old girl who was shot seven times survived. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd said Sunday that even after 33-year-old Brian Riley was arrested, he was so aggressive he tried to wrestle a gun from police as he lay on a hospital gurney. Judd said Riley was a former Marine who seemed to have targeted his victims at random and appeared to be suffering from mental health issues. Tens of thousands of people who fled wildfires in the U.S. community of South Lake Tahoe in the state of California are now being allowed back home. This as crews finally managed to stall the advance of flames. Evacuation orders for the resort were downgraded Sunday to warnings. Some 22,000 people were forced to flee last week as the Caldor fire approached the town on the California-Nevada border. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. VOA News.